It's time for our monthly update from the Encourage Community Foundation, and we have three special guests for the Community Foundation's monthly segment today. Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Zach Verwink is here. Sandy Hughes, who's a member of the board, is here in the studio, as well as Karen Ganazzi. And what are we going to be talking about is a river walk in Bradenton, Florida. And we'll connect the dots after I introduce our guests this morning. But first off, good morning, gang.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Carl.
Okay, so what I understand is you, a group of you, went to Bradenton, Florida. And before our interview, I mentioned, I think that's the winter home of the Pittsburgh Pirates baseball team. I believe that's where they do their training. And you toured the Riverwalk. And according to what I have from the Community Foundation, this Riverwalk is a great example of a community utilizing and celebrating its waterfront in a number of ways. So, well, someone talk to me, why Bradenton, Florida? How did this all come about, and how are you planning to use what you learned?
Should I take that one?
Please.
I got to know Bradenton, Florida, and after I had gotten to know Wisconsin Rapids, I took a look at the river and said, I think we have something here that's very special in Wisconsin Rapids. The Riverwalk in Bradenton, Bradenton was suffering from economic decline. Just a lot of things were in disarray. And a group of volunteers, about 5,000 of them, got together and built, ultimately, the Riverwalk was created. They did research showing that 55 million people out of the people in the United States, about one-third of those who travel, like to go to destinations or like to go to places where they can connect with people, connect with art, history, and have it be very interactive. And the interesting thing, I think, for me, and then I'll be quiet here, is that the delegation from Encourage, supported by Knight, we were at the Knight Foundation meeting, and so we thought, this is just across the state, so let's go visit it and do research as a board and as a community. And to have the mayor there and then Karen there as the project manager for the building was perfect. We went across, and the four key priorities that Wisconsin Rapids has identified: economy, keeping young people here, recreation trails, etc. It was interesting to note that the three ideas that were behind the riverfront development in Bradenton were essentially the same. And that's why I think we got excited. It was economic development and quality of life. It was recreation and quality events, which you already have three trails here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the physical design activities based on art, culture, and history.
Okay. Now, the project that you are referring to is the old Daily Tribune building. And Karen, from your perspective, when you saw this, what was your reaction?
I was struck by the similarities between the two communities as far as Bradenton was. Their origination was around a working river, and Wisconsin Rapids had the same. And the Daily Tribune is a beautiful central location for riverfront activities. So as we were looking at Bradenton, we saw a lot of similarities on how we can connect things that are on our riverfront. And so we were looking at how they brought the community into the decision-making process and really appreciated how they tied everything together.
And that's what you've been trying to do with getting people involved with suggestions for the old Tribune building. Your Honor, from the mayor's office perspective, this has got to be an exciting opportunity.
Absolutely.
Part of your vision for
mm-hmm.
the city.
Well, absolutely. I think back, Carl, to when I first found out that Encourage had purchased the building. It was very exciting because as a former, and currently still heavily reliant on the paper industry as kind of the growth in our community, being that that was a newspaper and a source of information, a source of community, it was exciting to me because now we've got kind of the historical perspective kind of very with symbolism now connecting with the future and realizing that now we've got a place, a vacant building essentially, where the community can come together and determine what it wants wants to use for its future use. And I know Encourage is very, very interested in that. Obviously, I committed just a year ago to running to revitalize and bring some vibrancy back to our community. And the riverfront is one of those areas of many areas in our community where we've decided that it's worth some resources and worth some attention.
How did Bradenton revitalize its area? What specifically did they do in their river walk that makes it a place to go? If you're visiting their community, this is something where the local chamber, the visitors guide is going to say, hey, you got to see the river walk in Bradenton. What makes it special?
I think what makes it the most special was the collaborative way that it was brought together and that the decisions were made by the community themselves, so that 98% of the community said, we want to have some concerts down there. It 68% of the community said, we'd like to make it very recreational so that people can gather. And it was really a combination of trying to get rid of the sand that was lying along the river, and it had not been developed. Even the University of Wisconsin crew team comes down on that river during the summer. They built a boathouse near there for all the winter crews that come down there. So the river in Bradenton could have been expanded to use for canoe, kayak. Does this sound familiar from Wisconsin Rapids? Fishing, a dock, just lots of things.
How did they go about raising the money they needed for this kind of work? That's going to be the big challenge.
It is, and I'll let the other two talk if they wish. We met with the Downtown Development Authority when we were there. They were very impressed that the delegation would come, let alone the mayor would come, to talk about that and to talk about the money. It came from bonds, it came from city government and a Downtown Development Authority. That was primarily where it was raised.
Yeah, and I would speak to what was interesting, and I think talking about the assets we have in our community, a lot of the pieces are in place, right, of who the stakeholders are that we all have in a role in this. And I think that's what's exciting to me is there's a kind of a perfect storm, if you will, around not only an opportunity with the Daily Tribune building, but overall with some infrastructure investments we have right nearby the on the East Bank near the courthouse. But speaking directly to your question about the funding for it, as Sandy had said, it largely came from bonding. Right, the city used its bonding authority, but there were stakeholders involved related to the Chamber of Commerce, their Downtown Development Authority, and then obviously the community, the private donations and the private commitment that others made to say that it's a public effort, but doesn't have to be just government or public funds that go into the project. So it was very neat because it was a collaborative all across spectrums, I think, across the spectrum to really make it happen in a reality.
Attracted other investments, I take it. What type of businesses ended up locating there?
You know what? That's an interesting question. A microbrewery just came in, a couple of health companies. Believe it or not, the Ringling, the person who now owns the Ringling Museum brought in the new Ringling Museum back to Bradenton.
Oh, wow.
Just in the last 6 months. So they said that there is a lot happening.
There was also a major hotel development
going there.
A new restaurant was going in at the time we were there.
Yeah.
I also wanted to add, we were talking about how inclusive the project was.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were walking through the area, it addressed needs for everybody. It addressed, you know, elderly needs, children's needs, very family-oriented. They had outdoor living rooms, basically, that looked out upon the river where you found families sitting and people, you know, in swings that were enjoying the space. Every water fountain had multiple levels, from dog level all the way up to, you know, anyone who needed access from a handicapped accessible. It was extremely well thought out and inclusive.
Okay, and I guess, Your Honor, Mayor Verwink, you would want to see something like that here. We have to get, and as we have already, we've gotten every, you know, the input to the Community Foundation about the history of the building. I did an interview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have history in the building.
But people made suggestions about how, what they would like to see there. But how would you like to see the riverfront? What from your own vantage point. Mm-hmm. I realize it's your, but you're going to be the leader.
Right. Well, and I think maybe it's an important point that I will make today and I will make in the future is we really have to define what development means. And development doesn't necessarily have to be building a building or building a multi-floor building. It can mean just making space or enhancing the space we already have. You know, one of the great assets of it is it's a lot of green space, right? And we have a lot of space where people in the community can come together, but there are a lot of missing enhancements. And that was one of the ahas that I really had on the tour to Bradenton, was really just to see, as was alluded to, the outdoor living room space, right? We have a number of seasons where we can, spring, summer, and fall, where we can enjoy space outside. But do we allow and foster people's space outside beyond just a park bench? Not so much. I mean, do we even introduce grills? I mean, just some of the basic things that we have to celebrate the river. The river was a working river, and it still is a working river in many respects, but it's not necessarily working to the extent of the future, where it presents a lot of recreational opportunities. And I think, being that I am the figurehead of the city and one of the probably large players in this, is to make sure that we define and understand that it isn't just an eye to the downtown, but it's more the eye to the riverfront and what the riverfront presents for opportunity for the community.
And then from you've talked about this, you and I, in the past on your call-in show, is that when it comes to attracting investment into the city, mm-hmm. or entrepreneurs who want to locate in the city, they look at quality of life issues. These are becoming critical. In fact, mm-hmm. I just saw a ranking among some top executives about what they consider the most important, and it was amazing. Taxes was way down the list.
Yes.
I mean, it was...
Perception is one thing.
It was the quality of life, the kind of connections, infrastructure that I have for my business, and is this a kind of place my people will want to come to work in?
Ultimately, yeah, absolutely. They have to attract employees. Their employees want to love where they live. Otherwise, typically, they're not going to choose to relocate there or stay there if they're already there. You know, but I think even taking a step further back to the question about what investment was kind of spurred from the investment by public funds, and that was really the reason why the Downtown Development Authority really had a vested interest, because it was a self-imposed TIF, like we already have in a lot of the space where we're talking, to generate additional funds to fund future improvements. So it's kind of betting on the future in some respects, but there was a lot of dividend paying off, in the sense that there was a lot of investment, as private investment, that was discussed, that was generated by the investments by the public funds.
We're getting our Encourage Community Foundation update in the studio. It's Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Zach Berwink. Sandy Hughes is a member of the board, and Karen Ganazzi, who's heading up the former Tribune building project. And what the three of them have in common is they toured Bradenton, Florida, and they saw the Riverwalk there and met with community officials. And it's an example of a community utilizing and celebrating its waterfront. And I guess from our first part of our discussion, what I'm hearing is what struck the three of you is that, wow, this is so somewhat similar to the conditions that we have available in Wisconsin Rapids?
I'm going to say I think you have more things that are in place. I think that you have trails. You already have three good trails in place. You've got some memorials here. You've got, it's even a little bit prettier than the Bradenton River.
Okay, so we have some assets they didn't have.
Absolutely
to work
correct,
with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think, and then if I go back to what we saw in Bradenton, their use of color, of bright color, of good branding for the city, of making people want to be downtown. And so, for instance, Bradenton did not have a skating park like you all have near the school. So they put it as part of their Riverwalk development. Well, every age, every shape, every person is out there, and it's become a big thing. So you all already have that, and you have lots of other things in place.
Okay, so we have assets.
We do.
Yes.
They also used artwork and signage in a unique way. They brought the history of the community into their directional signage. So it wasn't just a piece of art. It was, was describing the past and leading people into the future. What the Riverwalk had become was shown in their signage, and they all the things that we also have that would be easily incorporated into a plant.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of colors. I think of cranberry red. But, you know, color does play. And especially it can brighten up an area that maybe sometimes of the year can be rather drab because of lack of sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Or, of course, we have the advantage of four seasons. Mm-hmm. We could do, and you mentioned colors and mm-hmm. the leadership group.
Mm-hmm.
This could fit in really nicely with their project
mm-hmm.
to have those changeable LED lights on the bridge. The bridge lighting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this could become... Get some creative minds together, Your Honor.
You're picking it up.
Okay,
nice
I am
work,
catching.
Carl.
Okay, well,
yes.
Where do we go? How do we proceed on this?
Well, that's the interesting thing is we talk about what history has done. You know, I've gotten questions even on my show with you regarding downtown development, and really, you know, I don't view this as downtown development. I really feel it as community development. It just happens to be in an area that some of it falls in the downtown, some of it does not. You know, I think from a vibrancy standpoint. You know, we've got a lot of plans in place, if you will, that have been adopted that we're supposed to be following, but we haven't taken the next step to act. And I think, you know, think of my position and the role that I'm in, it's really to take what's already been done in terms of the visioning and already the community's participation, but now to actually put rubber to the road and start doing something about it. And I think a lot of the community, as they look at our community, we want some instant gratification of some tangible things that have changed, and this is a great opportunity for us to do just that.
Karen, how is this changing your view as project manager of the Daily Tribune building project? How has this changed your view of that?
It's really broadened my perspective on how many people could be a part of this project and how... Bradenton did a good job of that, of bringing in a very, very broad and diverse group of people. And I think that's what Encourage is really trying to do, is to make Wisconsin Rapids aware that this is their building. And, you know, they have the opportunity to really be contributors and decide what the space is used for. And I think that's the same with the riverfront. We have the opportunity for everyone to become a part of this project.
What did the officials in Bradenton say to you when you talked about Wisconsin Rapids and you talked about the old Daily Tribune building and what you're working on? What was their reaction? What kind of words of wisdom did they offer?
You know what? I think they were pleased that we would come there. They were very pleased. They saw it as a compliment. Their words were to just build the enthusiasm for it. They congratulated Encourage for working as part of this and working with the mayor in public-private funds. There were 1,500 volunteers involved in this project. So
over how many years?
It's taken about six, mm-hmm. I believe, from when. But they've been talking about it, of course, for 10, 12, just like all other mm-hmm. communities have.
But shovel ready, it was very quick, actually.
Yes.
Once the decisions were made, and it was about a one-year commitment.
What was the key? What was the igniter that got it from all the discussion into, okay, let's go to work?
I think it was just the public perception of the community's willingness to stick themselves out there, that it's time for them to do something. They've talked about it till nausea, and now they're ready to do something about it. And I think that was really the igniter that I saw when I was there. And these two may have a little bit different perception of what it was.
No, I agree. I think there was a tipping point where everyone said, we've talked about it long enough, mm-hmm. now we're going to actually do it.
Do you think we're near that tipping point?
I really do. I think,
yes.
I think our community is ready to kind of embrace all that we have. And, you know, we've been a working community for a long time, and it gets people here for jobs, but now we have the opportunity to become a living community
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and to enjoy the resources we have in a different way. So
really what it is, it's celebrating the assets we have.
Absolutely.
And I think, for me, I'm particularly interested in creating public spaces that are effective for our residents. If residents choose to live in Wisconsin Rapids, one of the things that they get to enjoy based on the return on their investment of their tax dollars is a public space that's beyond just a green space without just a volleyball net or a basketball court or a playground set. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's more than that. I really think communities that have kind of emerged emerged as a kind of a leader and kind of being a positive place for people of all ages. It's celebrating those public spaces, and that's really what I see as the opportunity.
Well, I think it was you, Sandy, mentioned at the beginning of our discussion, and I have to agree with you in my own travels. I love to go to areas where I can meet the locals, where I can talk and I can see local shops, or, hey, where's a good place for lunch? Where do the locals go? Oh, just down the block here is a great little cafe. I love those kind of places when I'm vacationing or visiting a city or any kind of community.
And, you know, the background for Bradenton came out of agriculture. Does this sound familiar?
Yes.
But it was also fishing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it was manufacturing as well. It has changed a bit since that time. But the interactiveness of, especially here, the culture, the history along this river that we didn't have in Bradenton, but you've got with the paper mills, is you've got such an opportunity to combine art, culture, history, people, sports.
That was the other thing I would say that you just touched on. The Realize Bradenton group was also a tying in a thread that we're very proud in our community, sports.
Yeah, and there the Pirates played a big, the Pittsburgh Pirates baseball team played a...
They played a big part in getting this Riverwalk going, and they still are.
Okay, and we've got similar... Your Honor, I was just thinking. Sister City relationship?
Well, you know, the Sister City concept came out of the State of the City address. People wanted to see a Sister City relationship, and we joked about it after we left. Because, you know, I was struck economically. People think, you know, Wisconsin Rapids, they like to write themselves off because of where we're at economically, and we're not all that different than a lot of communities, and that's what struck me leaving Bradenton, was their economic makeup was not all that different. In fact, I think our household income was a bit higher than what theirs was, and of the city confines, which struck me.
I think it would work myself. I think it would be a neat cultural exchange,
mm-hmm.
and we could learn from them, and they could learn from us.
Mm-hmm. No question.
And they would welcome that. We didn't have a chance to meet the mayor because he was in meetings that day, but we talked with some of his staff, and the comment was, "What a great mayor to have to lead this forward." So there's the opportunities here are endless.
Okay, so I guess in kind of putting a bow on this and wrapping us up, where do we go from here? You've got the information. You got inspired. I can tell that from the three of you. You got inspired. Hey, this could work here. Where do we go from here? What do we need to do?
Well, I think from the Daily Tribune point of view, we need to start hearing from the community. We need to hear what people think the community needs and wants in that space, as well as in the riverfront, because there are so many assets within walking distance of that building and riverfront that can all be tied together, and we just need to hear what people want.
And the mayor is coming to our board meeting tomorrow to talk with our board at Encourage to see where do we go from here.
And Mayor, from your viewpoint, as you educate the citizenry, educate the common council about this. You're going to have to...
Absolutely, because they're the ones that hold the purse strings and obviously make the decisions.
Yeah, you're
going
to have to bring them in on and show them, hey, we're not too dissimilar from Bradenton.
Right, right. And really, it's going to be to convince them and to really realize that I had the experience I had of realizing our own assets. You know, really, that's the beauty of this position, is the minute you take a step outside of the community, you certainly have a new appreciation for the city that we all live in and really want to see thrive. And I think that's the experience. You talked about speaking to Common Council, but it's also the residents, making sure residents, you know, I've heard over and over in the last year that I've been in the position that the residents want to see more activity. They want to see a new, renewed sense of vibrancy, and I think, speaking of my position, but others in the community, that we're all in this in the sense that we have a renewed sense of hope and inspiration towards the future.
Well, I want to thank you for inspiring our listeners this morning. This was fun. I'm going to be doing my own little research on Bradenton.
Yeah, I would suggest anybody that has access, go to Google and search. There's some beautiful pieces out there, and they'll be able to see firsthand it's a community not all that different than ours.
Okay. Well, I thank you all for your time this morning, and wish you all continued success down this road that we're going.